Hey, take your Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. How many of you would agree that the last almost 2 years have been nothing less than stunning? It's been amazing kind of days. And it's amazing what gets to be important. What people start going after, what they want to grab and be able to work with, deal with, you know, do whatever. My wife and I are going to be, Lord willing, spending a couple of more days camping. Now, those of you that have seen the camper that we have, it's 18 years old. It's a 16-footer. It's a nice one. We love it. But, you know, it's not the Taj Mahal. I mean, it's in good shape. And then I've got a truck. It's an 09. It's an older Dodge. But, you know, I praise God for it, 152,000 miles, you know, whatever. We average 3 to 5 people every year come up and say, hey, are you selling it? No, we're not selling it. Actually had a guy come up 2 weeks ago and offered me $20,000 for the truck and trailer. And I just want that person to know, if he's listening right now, the price is $27,000 and it's yours. But, you know, the used cars and all this and houses and everything, and you just wonder what in the world is going on. And then there's some stuff that you see what's happening, and the fact of the matter is you can't laugh about it. You just can't. We have a situation now where in our own state capital, they are looking to make it much, much easier for people to kill themselves. That if they're terminally ill, instead of having to wait 15 days in between requests for getting medication, they want to bring it down to just 48 hours. You know, I hear about that, and I hear about, you know, these people that push abortion. And the verse that keeps coming back to mind is what God's wisdom said personified in the book of Proverbs. All they that hate me love death. I just get to thinking about that. You know, we're going to be going to a specific passage this morning that deals with the natural man, the carnal man, and the spiritual man. And I believe it's important. Now, next week, Lord willing, the next 2 Sundays, I'm going to be preaching out of the book of the Revelation. Many of you know on Sunday nights, I've been preaching through the 7 churches. We're now to the last church, but I'm going to take that last church, Laodicea, split it into 2 messages, and bring it down to Sunday morning. Then, after that, Lord willing, on Sunday morning, I have a series that I've been working on that I'm going to begin on, entitled, Standing on the Promises. We need to be standing on the promises of God. Amen. That is where our joy is. That's where our security is. I know whom I have believed, Paul said, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. But the Lord laid this passage on my heart. Because we have a situation in our world today, in our nation today, where there is, there are thoughts, and I'm talking about from people that don't know God, that are absolutely out there, and it's like, where in the world did that come from? Well, the Bible tells us. And the Bible tells us so much more. So we need to be spiritual. We need to be spiritual to understand His promises. We need to be spiritual to recognize and discern the times that we're living in. So, by God's grace, this is not going to be really deep, but we're going to dig in it. And I'd love for us to walk out of here today, and I'm talking about people that know the Lord. Walk out of here today and recognize we have an opportunity and a responsibility that as we walk out of here, we walk with Him. Okay? All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. We'll read and then we'll pray and we'll get into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's go ahead and go down to verse 9. We're catching Paul in mid-thought, but we'll still be able to grasp what it is he's seeking to tell us. Verse 9, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His," what? "By His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received, not the spirit of the world." Now remember, we, believers, "but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are," what? "Foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Now let's go to chapter 3, and we're just going to read the first four verses. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envyings and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would give us wisdom. Lord, help us to discern and understand your word this morning. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right. There's an obvious difference in the character and the quality, the character and the quality of the daily life of Christians. Not everybody is on the same plane. But we have the same God. And He is calling us to a spiritual plane, a walk with Him. So, the Apostle Paul takes this passage and teaches us everybody in this world, everybody fits into one of three categories. Number one, there is the natural man. That's the person that's unregenerate. They don't know the Lord. But then there's the carnal man. This is a person who has indeed trusted the Lord, but according to the scripture that we just read, he walks as a man, as the natural man. Thirdly, then, there is the spiritual man. Now, this is important because as things take place in the world, we understand there is a testimony that God's people need. Amen? The testimony that we don't need is to be walking like those who are out there acting like they don't know the Lord and they don't know the Lord. So here's these three. Now it starts out with this. Go back to verse 9, chapter 2. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Now listen, everybody, as they're going through life, they can bring in to their being things through the eye gate, the ear gate, there's the heart, in other words, where we reason. But for the believer, there's something different. It's called the Spirit of God. Now, there's no reference to any revelation other than that which is already contained in the Scripture of truth. This revelation, we know, is boundless. God has given it to us. We can know all things. For the Spirit, and He's the one that reveals, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. In other words, fellow believer, we can understand taking the Scripture and applying it, comparing Scripture with Scripture. We can look out in the world and we can understand, hey, I see what is going on here, and it's because of thus and so. We'll get into that a little bit. Men are classified, according to what we just read, men are classified according to their ability to understand and receive the deep things of God. The things that our God has made available to us that we need to know, hey, and walk by, order our lives by. Once again, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of man. Now, I'm beating that drum a little bit hard, but it needs to be. There is understanding that we can have. An unaided man can enter freely into the things of fellow men. The world can understand itself. Unsaved people can understand unsaved people. But he cannot, if he is outside of Christ, he cannot extend that into the things of God. And may I go ahead and say this now, because I was going to allude to it later. That's why we see and hear people doing and seeing stuff, or saying stuff, and we look at them and we go, where in the world did that come from? How? What in the world do they mean by that? Don't they see? And the answer is no. You get into your Bible, right? You read the Scripture. Now, I don't know, you know, how old you are in the Lord. There are people that can grow old in the Lord without growing up. But some people do take reading their Scripture seriously, and they read the Word of God, and then they listen to somebody on television, and it's like, you know, I'm not trying to be unkind, but are they nuts? No. They're blind. They're blind. We need to be careful that we are not. All right? Let's keep going. So the passage continues. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. Now, we were born with that. We were born with that. But that's not what God gave us. But the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things, the deep things of God, which eye has not seen, etc., that are freely given us of God. So we, that is the saved, all of us, if we're born again, we've received the Spirit which is of God. Now this is important. You have the Spirit of God. He has sealed you in your salvation. But right now we're talking about things of God that we need to be able to perceive. We can never know them ourselves. We just don't, listen, we don't look around and go, well, this is what I think. No, no. We need to be seeking the Spirit of God, the wisdom of God as found in His Word. Amen? All right, I'm glad for the two or the three that are with me right now. No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I think this is something that we need to contemplate right now. Because there's a lot of division that's going on out there. Okay? Let's move on. We couldn't know it ourselves. But the Spirit of God that is with us, He reveals to us what we need to know. Now, the divine revelation is given to us in words, in the Word of God. Amen? Good. Now there's 10 or 12 with me. That's great. We're good. Okay. So, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Once again, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now let me ask you something. How many of you, now don't raise your hand. I don't want to embarrass anybody because maybe it's not come into your thoughts. But how many of you have ever been reading your Bible? And so you're reading along and it's a passage right here and all of a sudden you think, wait a minute. I think I remember something being said about this subject over here. And so you go to that passage and then it's like, hey, there's a cross-reference here. I'll go there. And next thing you know, you're comparing spiritual things with spiritual. What the Holy Ghost said through this writer here, I now see what He said through this writer over here. Now this is important because comparing spiritual things with spiritual, discerning the Word of God is how we are going to understand the will of God, the work of God, the heart of God, His love, His desire for us. So this is what we need to keep in mind. A person that is unaided, he's outside of God. He does not understand the deep things of God. Progress is only made through Christ. Now, are you with me so far? Do we need a commercial? I'm still not out of this yet where I'm preaching and it's like, come on, Rogers, get out of third gear, would you? You know, you're able to do a little. I can't quite do that yet. Just can't. But I'm looking for a vitamin. Ted's going to buy me one. I'm sure, you know, this is going to... Spiritual things need to be communicated by spiritual means. That's why we have Sunday school. Roger, you're still going through Ezekiel right now, right? Hey, you take that book and it's like, oh wow, that prophecy. Now I get it. See? So, first of all, we're going to get into the three real quick, and then we'll be done. First of all, there is the natural man. I bring up the natural man because that's where we all begin. You want to understand where you were before Christ? Look at verse 14, chapter 2. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, the revealed or the deep things, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. That's where you and I began. How many of you, when you got up this morning, you looked in the mirror? Now, what did the mirror tell you? You've got work to do. Right? Now remember what James said about the mirror? Listen, this is part and parcel of getting at and comparing Scripture, and it's like, yeah, I understand what the Bible does for me. In James 1, verse 22, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. I like a good day off. But I'll guarantee you, there are times on my day off, I look exactly at 4 o'clock in the afternoon the very same way I looked at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, how many of you are guilty of that as well? Come on, it's time to confess. Okay, I'm the only one. I need to come forward for the invitation. But it's, you know, it's just like, I just, my wife loves me no matter what. Praise God, the hair can be what it's doing. When it comes to spiritual things, the Word of God as a mirror speaks to us and says, you've got work to do. You've got work to do. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, going to use the word, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This is the person born again, bought by the blood of the Lamb. They're going to do exactly what the Word of God says. Listen, the natural man is where we all start. But if you're born again, if you've trusted Christ, you've gone beyond the natural man. It follows that the natural man is helpless to understand things revealed because he has not received the Spirit which is of God. He's dealing in man's wisdom. Now, there's something that we need to contemplate here. In chapter 1, of 1 Corinthians, there are two things that are said here concerning man's wisdom. Look at verse 18. For the preaching of the cross. Now we praise God for the cross. Amen? The preaching of the cross is to them that perish, what's the word? foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. Thank you. We just sang about the cross. He died on the cross. Oh, and by the way, if you live for me, you need to take up your cross and follow me. The cross has everything to do with our Christian life. But the unsaved person, it's foolishness unto him. Look at verse 23, chapter 1. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks or the Gentiles foolishness. There's much more here than just the historic fact of Christ dying on the cross. We're talking about the unfolding of redemption. It took sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. It took the death of He who came to purchase our salvation. The natural man does not understand that. From these sources, we read in Scripture, not even knowing the deep things of God when it comes to the natural man, they exist. They don't catch it. Now, Satan, he has his so-called wisdom. There is such a thing as doctrine of devils, as we read about in 1 Timothy 4. We don't hear that. In fact, the Lord in John 10, speaking of his own sheep, he said this, "And a stranger will they not follow." We don't hear the doctrines of devils and feel like we're being led into it by the Spirit of God. Can we backslide? Yes, and we'll get into that. The deep things are of Satan, as you might call them. They call deep into the natural man. And so they're received of him. And we see the reception of them going on right now in the world. We have people embracing, grasping, and screaming and standing for things that are absolute foolishness when it comes to God's Word. And we're going, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. They're not going to hear you. If they have settled it in their hearts that they're going after the deep things of the wicked one, even if they don't realize it, that's what they're going after. And so people are grasping and fighting for that which a time in our nation we're not being yielded to. No, that doesn't make sense. You look at it this way. In Jude, don't go there, you don't need to. In Jude, verse 19, Jude uses, or the translators, because of the text, and it fits, the translators translate this Greek word sensual. It's the same word that translates natural where we're at in 1 Corinthians. And it is indeed true. These people, they go after the things of their senses. They get angry. They get bitter. They feel like they have been used. They have rights. Listen, we don't have rights. We have Christ. He is our master. And we have everything that we need in Him. All right? The natural man, with all his learning and his sincerity even, will find nothing but foolishness when it comes to what they'll see in Scripture. So, for instance, Here's a natural man. And he's learned. He's got alphabet soup on the end of his name. And he says, how we got here was by a process known as evolution. And sadly, there are young people that will sit in the classroom and they will hear him, and it won't be just evolution. It will be other subjects, and they'll go, well, that makes sense to me. And they wind up tossing out even biblical things that they were taught before, that maybe it wasn't a heart knowledge, but it was a head knowledge. Or there are Christians, they sit there and they quake in their boots and they're going, oh man, I don't know if I can argue with this guy. And here's the truth. You don't need to argue with him. He doesn't understand. Suddenly you have people that are so-called intelligent that are telling you that this unbelievable, off-the-chart, complex creation came about because the universe burped. They can't explain the human eye. They can't explain eyes, period. The way the ear is set up. I mean, there's a multitude of things. But Satan is there with his wickedness, and he knows how to come down on innocent young people and get them to deny the obvious when it comes to why in the world we got here in the first place. It's sad. But there's young people, and it's still happening. And that's why universities, I think it was Martin Luther said this, that the universities in the world would wind up being the doors to the gates of hell, or something like that. And so we've got colleges and universities in America that started out as places to teach young men how to preach the gospel, and they left it years ago. And they're just as wicked as anyone else. And they hate the Bible that they were built on 2-3 centuries before. That's what happens when the natural man takes over. The natural man. But then there is the carnal man. Now go to chapter 3, look at verse 1. Let's just look at those verses again real quick. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. There's a problem. Now, the carnal is saved, but a challenge. Even as unto babes in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal, fleshly. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? And he gives an example, because here's some of you. He says, I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos. Are ye not yet carnal? Listen, some Christians then, some are said to be carnal because they can only take the milk of the world, of the word, excuse me. They yield. This is what they yield to. Not to the Spirit of God. They yield to envy, to strife, to divisions. And because of that, they walk as men. They're walking like the natural man. You see, here's a Christian. He's truly gotten saved. But in this time, he gets caught up in divisions. He gets caught up in emotions. And he winds up starting to argue like the world is arguing. And right now, the world is arguing about a lot, wouldn't you say? And there are something, you know, and you sit back and you go, well, you know, this guy, I kind of understand him, but, well, you know, I can understand this guy and his anger and his rage. Therefore, I'm going to join this guy. No. We are citizens of heaven. I said, we are citizens of heaven. We are born again, bought by the blood of the Lamb, and we have a new master. You know, I was just speaking to somebody recently, and they're angry. They're very angry. They're born again. They, you know, claim to be saved. I've got no reason to doubt them. But they're angry, bitterly angry, because of what is happening to the United States. Now listen to me. I'm an American. I praise God for America. But you know what I just finished reading in my devotions this morning? I just finished reading 2 Kings. Judah has now been carried off into Babylon. Judah had more than the United States has. Judah had the temple. The 10 northern tribes are already gone. They followed, 2 Kings 17. I think it's around verses 14 through 16, somewhere around there. They followed vanity and became vain. The word there means emptiness. They followed emptiness and became empty. And so there went the 10 northern tribes. But then here's Judah. And they have bad kings. Then they have good kings. I love reading about Josiah. I'm telling you, I pray for a Josiah moment in America. But even with Josiah, because of its sin, the Lord told Josiah, I'm still going to judge the nation. That's just the way it goes. Now look, we had an unbelievable beginning when it comes to our nation. Do you know that the Declaration of Independence was preached from the pulpits of America before it was signed? We had people that knew God and they're praying, but just like Israel, we've walked away from it. And we have butchered over 60,000 babies. We have elevated wretchedness. I mean, on a broad scale. It's foolishness before God. So the question is, does God have a right? Now listen, does God have a right to judge America? If God has a right to judge America, how can we get bitter and angry? Because ultimately, if we're not careful, we aim that anger at God. What do we do then? I tell you what we do. We take our Bibles and we open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and we go, you know what? I'm born again, but I have a responsibility. I ought not be the carnal believer. There is something else I can do. Paul told Christians, listen, don't live according to the course of this world. In Romans 8, he said in verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. But if we are born again, we have his Spirit. The carnal man winds up walking as men. He winds up getting caught up in things of man rather than the things of God. We can have differences of opinions, but we better not have a different, how can I put this, source for our opinions. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Let the world argue things. We are to love one another. In fact, I'm getting ahead of myself now. Let me back up. Let's go ahead and go to the spiritual man. Here's the spiritual man. Verse 12. The spiritual man lives by the Spirit. Look at verse 12, chapter 2. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. He not only lives by the Spirit, but he learns from the Spirit. Verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, neither heard, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So, if we're born again, if you're born again, say amen. Amen. You've got the Spirit of God. He is there, hello, to teach you. There are the deep things of God we need to know. All right? He lives by the Spirit. He learns from the Spirit. Hey, guess what? He's liberated through the Spirit. Look at verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. That word judge that's used there, it's a Greek word. It's a legal term. And this is what it means. It means to make an evaluation. And as a result of that evaluation, to discriminate between that which is moral and that which is immoral. And so that's why we need wisdom, even if what we're looking at is a question of moral and immoral. If it's not a question of there, then you know what? Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. But we need to be walking not as men, but as servants of God. This man has the ability to see through this world. You see, we're watching a world and we're listening to the world, even the highest when it comes to so-called leadership. We're listening and we're going, that's crazy. Based on what? Well, based on just what I feel. No, wait a minute. What does the Bible say? Amen? What does the Bible say? Now you go to that, and it can even be a little bit irritating towards us, but the fact of the matter is, the more we do that, the more we discriminate. Can you use that word still today? You discriminate and recognize that the direction that the world is going is like this. But my God is over here. So, what's the response of the believer? We ought to obey God rather than man. Amen? Amen. That's where we need to be in that. So, in conclusion, the progressive order of all this when it comes to this. First, there's the divine revelation that is given. I have not seen, neither have entered into the heart of man. It is now revealed. Second, the revelation is the deep things of God, which the natural man can't know. Third, believers have received the Spirit which knows in order that they too may know the deep things of God. Now don't let that scare you. You can know the things of God. You can understand better than a college professor what makes this world tick. Fourth, the divine wisdom is hidden right here. Right here. But the spiritual content of these words is understood only by those who take the Spirit, who have the Spirit that, oh, by the way, inspired this, and then we read. Fifth, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? They're foolishness to him. Six, a carnal Christian is born again and possesses the indwelling Spirit, but his carnality hinders him. And so what winds up happening is you've got people that are truly born again, but they're acting like the world, and it hurts the church. I said it hurts the church. This is why all of us ought to be looking at each other this morning and going, you know something? I think we all ought to agree on this. We're going to walk by the Spirit. Yeah, but what about... No, just... Our God is large and in charge. Amen? I'd rather have a Josiah moment than have a particular party win everything in America. I'd rather see revival, because revival brings the gospel. We're going to be looking at the results of the gospel tonight. I love it. I'd much rather have that. Because you know what? I still mean it, and I'm sure you do too. We sing that song, "This world is not my home." There's coming a time all of this is going to be gone. That's why what's needed is he that is spiritual. So, bottom line, this is what we have. There's the natural man, and then there's the saved person. We want to see people saved. But while we're in here with saved people, we encourage people to go from carnal to spiritual. And it can happen. It's called growth. It's called embracing the Word of God. It's called rightly dividing the Word of Truth and looking at the world and saying, we ought to obey God rather than man. Now, before we close, let me say this. There are a lot of Christians that are being caught up right now and having to make some hard choices. You might approach that choice in a certain way. They're not seeing it that way. You know what we do? We pray for each other. We encourage each other. Amen? And we seek by God's grace to be a local fellowship where the plane of spirituality is embraced. Amen? Now, if you don't know Christ, that's where you need to begin. You're the natural. You don't know. You can know this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, that's you, should not perish but have everlasting life. But if you do know Christ, and I hope and pray that you do, please, let's leave the carnality behind. Our thoughts, our responses, our decisions are going to be based on the principles of God's Word. Amen? Let's stand for prayer.